From listener-supported WNYC Studios, it's This Podcast Has Fleas. Episode 4, New Dog.
Being a dog and talking about it, dog talk. Greetings, folks. Waffles the Dog, podcasting from the backyard where I've gathered all of my best toys. Like this chew toy. My really good tennis ball. And the orange frisbee. That's on the roof now? I'll get that later. Anyway, so, why is all this stuff out, you ask? Because I'm getting ready to play with the new dog! What? That's right, loyal listeners. Mom and Dad are getting another dog. I heard them talking about it last night. Their friends have this dog they can't handle. How is that even possible? That shouldn't be a thing. Anyway, so she's coming to live with us? Oh, I can't stand the waiting. So to take my mind off of it, let's hear from our super fan Boomer, who has now sent Dog Talk over 200 messages. Here's one.
Hey there, Waffles. Boomer here. I'm really enjoying the podcast, and I was wondering, what was the best day of your life? Your friend Boomer. Boom!
Interesting question, Boomer. Well, I have had a lot of good days, but I'd have to say that the very best day is today! Today is the best day of my life because we're getting a new dog, and I'm gonna have a new dog friend! Ha! And now that cat is outnumbered.
Live from the litter box.
Hey, cat lovers. I am Jones the cat coming at you from the litter box, and I feel like litter. Like trash litter. Why? Because we're getting another dog. Ugh. Thought it would sound better in auto-tune. It does not. Cat lovers, how could this happen? How could this be? How can Mom and Dad pick getting a dog over getting another cat? It's like up is down, black is white, tuna is candles. Okay, slow my roll. There is no easy opposite for tuna. That stuff is amazing. Anyway, putting up with Pancake the dog was bad enough, but two pancakes? A double stack? My life is... And I realized what must be done. I must leave the house. I know what y'all are brain pinging, and yes, I will miss the Mom and Dad people, and Zach and Ellie. But living in a house with two dogs? No! My head will... Or more like... Which is why I'm here in Mom's office, uploading my profile to petfinder.com so I can find a new home. Likes. Catnip. Laser pointers. Dislikes. Sprinklers, water balloons. I'm gonna change that just to water. Time for a profile pic. Not bad, pretty sassy. Okay, try and get some more whisker in there. Oh yeah, that's the magic, that's the one.
Now we're back with Dog Talk. All right, loyal listeners, so I'm here with Benny the gerbil, who is going to help with recording duties. Benny, say something to the Dog Talk audience.
When exercising, try to isolate muscle groups and tactically work each of them through a variety of angles and techniques.
That was, something. So, the two of us are here in the foyer. Foyer? Is it foyer or foyer? I don't know. I'm going with foyer.
Would have gone foyer.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you very much. Anyhow, the new dog should be coming through the front door any second. What else? I'm wearing my Christmas collar. It is a festive occasion, after all.
Waffles, you look great. Just, you know, when the new dog gets here, try not to come on too strong.
Me? Come on too strong? Me? No. What? No, me? Are you really talking about me? No. I don't think so.
Hey, Waffles. I want you to meet someone.
Dad brought the dog through the back door?
Waffles, no!
Down, girl. Down!
I might have gotten a little carried away back there, and I might have gotten me, Benny, and new dog kicked out in the backyard. Dad even took away my Christmas collar. But no hard feelings, right, new dog?
Mostly no.
See, I'm calling her new dog because I don't know her name, but I will ask her right now. Benny, please start recording.
I am recording. That's how they're hearing you.
Perfect. So, new dog, what's your name?
It's Quinoa.
Ooh, Quinoa.
Yeah, it's Persian for majestic bird.
I thought it was a type of crane.
No, It's a beautiful bird.
Are you sure? Because I watch a lot of cooking shows, and I'm pretty
Betty,
sure
be cool,
it's a...
man. Question two. When did you first know we would become best friends?
Excuse me?
Was it when you saw we were both mutts?
How dare you? I am no mutt. I am a Siberian Husker Chow Chow Doodle.
I'm sorry, what?
I have no idea what that is.
That's part Siberian Husky, part Terrier, part Chow Chow, and part Poodle. The right part.
Oh, hey, Jones. Nice suitcase. Where are you headed?
Pet Finder was a bus, Hash Brown. I'm moving in with that lady down the street with 9 cats. Like she'll even notice.
Wait, is moving out an option?
You can't leave. Things are just getting fun around here. Quinoa and I were going to go play fetch.
Whoa. I do not fetch.
Or we could play tug the rope.
Or
not that either. What do you like to do?
Drink milk from a saucer, clean myself with my tongue. A nice tongue bath is just...
What? What was that?
Oh, that's just the noise I make when I'm happy.
That was a purr. You purred. So, can I interview you for my podcast?
Ooh, I've never been on a podcast before.
You're on my podcast right now. Just FYI.
Then you must not be doing it right. A professional podcast. Well, I would be delighted, Mr. Jones.
Yeah?
Benny, what just happened?
You started to interview the new dog, but she didn't like any of your questions, and then Jones came in, and she really liked him, like, really fast, and he really liked her, too, and then they left together, and then you asked me to tell you what happened, and this is me telling you what happened, and I'm not sure how to stop, because I've caught up to myself in real time.
Folks,
and real
this
time
might take
stopped.
A while. Let's take a quick break. And over.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back.
And we're back!
Jones the cat here in the laundry room. So this new dog looks like a dog on the outside, but I think this dog has the soul of a cat. Gonna run some tests to find out for sure.
Mr. Jones, I am ready.
Tight. Let me set the mood. So, let's dig in. How do you feel about balls of yarn?
Love 'em.
Scratch or sniff?
Scratch.
Finish the sentence. If I saw a mouse, I would...
hunt it down and display its dead carcass before my house to bring glory and honor to thy name.
Stop! You're a cat!
What?
Dude, you say you're a dog, but on the inside, you're like the cattiest cat I've ever met. What? What are you... Are you crying?
You're right. I am a cat. I just feel like I know myself for the first time.
Hey! There you two are! What you doing? Is Jones playing sound effects? You know, I can do sound effects. It just barks, but I can do different pitches. You want to hear them? Because I'm going to do them. Okay, good. Did you hear all those different timbres?
Oh, please, ham sandwich. Stop.
Ham sandwich? Whoa! I call waffles breakfast foods like eggs and bacon, but ha! You took it to a whole other level by going lunch. My mind is...
Why stop at foods?
Wait, what?
Yes, we should call a chair or bus or Australia. Your name is Australia.
Yes, good day, Australia.
The name's Waffles.
Ha ha ha, Quinoa, you are the best. No way am I moving out now.
We're back.
Hey, loyal listeners. Waffles here in Mom's office. So, some things happened. The new dog turned out to be a cat. I mean, she has a dog body, but it's just like a dog shell with a cat underneath. Not an actual cat, but like a cat brain and maybe other organs like stomach or liver. I can't actually see inside her body. The fact is, Jones and Quinoa are best friends, and I feel like I don't belong. I will miss Mom and Dad and Zach and Ellie, but I have no choice. I must find another home. So, I'm opening a profile on petfinder.com. It's not my finest moment. Let's see. Likes, belly rubs, scratches behind the ear. Oops, misspelled ear. This keyboard is really tiny. Oh, and I just opened up Excel. Okay, not sure how to close that.
Hey, Waffles.
Oh, hey, Benny. Just doing some Excel. Nothing sad.
I heard what happened, and I'm sorry. I know how much you wanted a new dog best friend.
Thanks.
I've been thinking, Anne, if a dog can be a cat, then a gerbil can be a dog.
Benny, are you saying...
I will be your dog. What do you say?
Stop! No! Put the gun away!
And we're back!
Back in the litter box.
Jones here, baby. Been hanging with Quinoa all afternoon. Dude, I don't know how she does it, but she found these patches of sun I didn't even know existed. Like this spot I'm in now behind Dad Man's old CD rack. Woo!
What's up, JTC?
JTC?
Jones the cat?
Ha! Love it, Q.
Oh, you know what else you're gonna love? This carton of half and half.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, somebody left the fridge door open, so I swiped it.
But the mom lady needs that for her coffee.
Oh, please. One sip.
It's so creamy and smooth. Mmm. What is that tang?
Mmm. It's Irish cream flavored. Tilt your head back, friend.
Mmm.
We're back.
Woo! Hey, folks. Waffles here in the backyard with my good friend Benny, who has transformed himself into a dog.
I'm wearing a collar.
So, what dog thing do you want to do, fellow dog? Want to tug the rope, huh, boy? Don't you wanna?
How do I?
So you just put it in your mouth like this. Then I grab the other end and tug! Uh-oh, I accidentally chucked Benny over the fence. Not good.
Back in the litter box.
Ugh, cat lovers, let me lay down some knowledge. The first half of Half and Half is incred-amazing, but the second half? Ugh, my stomach.
Psst. JTC, I need your help in the kitchen.
No, please.
Oh, come on. Up.
Okay.
What is that thing?
What?
On the counter.
Oh, cat lovers! Quinoa's pointing to Ellie's science fair project. She took a bunch of styrofoam balls and put them on a coat hanger to look like the solar system. She did a really great job.
So what you're saying is this is homework?
Yeah.
Ha! I knew it! And now I'm going to eat it.
What? Why?
To get the other dog in trouble. Everybody knows that dogs eat homework, so they'll think she did it.
Q, I'm all for pulling pranks, but Ellie worked really hard on this project.
JTC, you're acting like humans are in charge.
Wait, aren't they?
Not for long. One day I, Quinoa, will lead a pet rebellion, and then the humans will be the ones wearing leashes and using doggy doors. Except the doggy doors will be human-sized, which I guess is what exists now with regular doors, and I don't have that part totally figured out yet, but I will make the humans figure it out for me. Oh, yes. Yes, I will.
What just happened?
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
Waffles here in Mom and Dad's bedroom with Benny, who is A-okay, as it turns out. Totally fine.
Hello.
So, Benny can't be my dog friend, but not to worry. I found someone else way more qualified. Mr. Glub, the fish.
Sometimes the answer is the answer.
So, what do you want to do first, Mr. Glub? Dig in the backyard, toss the old tennis ball around, you know?
While I believe one can do anything one puts one's mind to, I also believe that if I leave this fishbowl, I will stop breathing and be flushed down the toilet.
Oh, right. Gills.
Instead of me becoming more dog, perchance you, Waffles, could become more fish.
I'm not sure about that.
Or we meet in the middle by both of us becoming more rhinoceros.
Well, thank you for the chat, Mr. Glub.
Or we could become raisins, but not actual raisins. The idea of raisins.
Cheese Blitz! Quinoa is about to eat Ellie's science fair project!
What?
He said Quinoa is about to eat Ellie's science fair project.
Oh, but she worked so hard on that! Come on, we need to stop her!
Waffles, you forgot your podcast stuff! Benny the Gerbil reporting for Dog Talk, and I'm walking into the kitchen now. Whoa, it's a standoff. Jones and Waffles are blocking Quinoa from getting Ellie's science fair project.
Back off, Quinoa.
Yeah, what he said. Mr. Jones, how far you've fallen? A cat teaming up with a dog? Ugh, it's unnatural.
I mean, you're a dog and we teamed up.
Okay, you're right. That's a really good point. You know it's also a good point? This!
Oh no! Quinoa has Ellie's solar system in her mouth!
Jump for it, Jones!
Get it!
Pluto fell off!
It's okay! It's not a planet anymore! I think we just raised Ellie's grade!
The dogs and the cat are on the kitchen tile, wrestling for control of the science project. It could be anybody's game. Waffles has the project. She's running upstairs. Jones plays defense.
Get me that!
I'm running up the stairs. Whew. Should have skipped that spin class this morning. Waffles is putting Ellie's homework in a room. It's safe!
It's over, Quinoa. The door's closed, and you don't have opposable thumbs to open it. There's nothing you can do.
Nothing, huh? I beg to differ.
Huh?
What is she talking about?
I've been drinking water all day, and this hallway rug is dry clean only.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. She really went there, huh, guys?
Quinoa, you are going to be in so much trouble.
Oops. I bet that's my mom.
Whoa.
So you weren't going to live with us forever?
No. My mom only brought me over for a couple hours while she was throwing a baby shower for her college friend. No, wait. It's a high school friend.
But that whole speech about taking over humanity.
Yeah, I suppose that was a lot to try and cram into a few hours. But you should come to my house and we could try it again.
Quinoa, come on, girl.
Bye.
We are back! I got kicked out to the backyard again. Mom and Dad thought I was the one who wet the rug. Guess they didn't believe me when I said... I mean, how could you misinterpret that?
I thought you were very convincing.
Benny is here with me, and so is Jones. Jones, what a day, huh?
Sure was, all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. We saved the universe!
Well, technically, wasn't it the solar system? Because it was only the planets closest to our sun, and the universe is made up of billions of stars.
Whoa, please stop dog-splaining.
Okay, I know it was just a homework assignment, but it meant a lot to Ellie. And I'm proud of you, Jones. You showed some real courage and loyalty. Wait, those are both things you find in a dog. And you have a tail and a collar and four paws. Jones, don't you see? You're my best dog friend.
Couldn't have said a more insulting thing.
Jones, I would cover your face.
Why?
Because here comes Slobbertown.
Give me a kiss, you crazy rascal.
Oh, no.
This podcast has fleas, was created and executive produced by Adam Peltzman and Kweli Chanda. Starring Emily Lynn as Waffles, Jay Farrow as Jones the Cat, and Eugene Merman as Benny. Also featuring Alec Baldwin as Mr. Glove. Additional voices by Tony Daniels, Chris Knowings, and Blaise Burdell as Quinoa. This episode was written by Tim McKeown. Sound design and mix by Nathaniel Reichman. Original music by Paul Buckley. Edited by Keith Rigling. Casting by Melissa Chusett. Recorded and mixed at Rumba Recorders. Our website is thispodcasthasfleas.org. You'll find videos there of cast recordings and a link to a survey we'd love you to check out. This is one of our first kids podcasts, and your feedback will help us figure out what to do next. And help spread the word. Write a review on iTunes. This Podcast Has Fleas was produced by Innerdog Productions for WNYC Studios.